Dollars and Cents there from Radiohead's fifth studio album, Amnesiac, released in 2001. And Dollars and Cents is exactly what we're talking about when it comes to Radiohead. They've got a new album coming out, The King of Lambs. We had heard it was coming out tomorrow, and now we're hearing The King of Lambs may be coming out today to get ahead of leaks on the internet. Now, people wanting to buy this album have four options. Listen to this. It runs from a simple digital download, couple of bucks of an MP3, to $53 that includes vinyl records, custom artwork, the runs the gamut for Radiohead. Here to tell us about their unusual but financially successful concept in record sales is Eduardo Porter, author of the book The Price of Everything, looks at pricing in the digital economy and in the media. Eduardo, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we're hearing now that The King of Lambs might be coming out today to get out ahead of leaks on the internet, a financially good decision for Radiohead?
Indeed, I think so. I mean, Radiohead is suffering, it seems, what every other band is suffering, which is competition with file sharers that are putting their music up on download torrent sites as fast as the music comes out. So yeah, you want to get ahead of them.
Okay, so a pricing scheme here that Radio has, a couple of bucks for a download, all the way up through $53 for a big sort of collector's edition with vinyl and album art. What do they succeed in doing by doing this? Who's going to pay $53 for a new album?
Well, what Radiohead is trying to do, as every musician and record label around there, is find a new business model for selling music once, you know, piracy becomes such a big deal that you lose a lot of sales. And so in specifically what it's trying to do now, I think, is it's similar to what it did within Rainbows, where it started, you know, the cheapest was for free. In fact, it said you could pay what you want.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I think I chose to pay $10 for that album.
I paid zero.
Oh.
Yeah. So my enjoyment was just $10 greater than yours, presumably, right?
Right. Or maybe I guess I felt, you know, as a consumer, I guess I felt the need to contribute. Yes, Radiohead, I'll listen to your album. I should pay something. And I chose to pay sort of the standard album price. Did I get duped?
No, I don't think so. I mean, because presumably you got some internal reward from paying the 10. I would argue that it's similar to tipping in a restaurant or after you get out of a taxi.
Yeah.
You know, you do so not because you're going to get something immediate in return, some, you know, object or service, but it does produce some sense of belonging, I guess, and of justice.
So if I turn around then for King of Lambs and pay $53 for it, I get to feel like a super fan. I love Radiohead. Look how much I paid.
That's right. And they did this last time within Rainbows, and they sold a lot of the expensive boxes then too.
All right. Eduardo Porter, digital media writer, author of The Price of Everything. Members of the band have said in their interviews that their reasons behind leaving Capitol Records, their major label, was to try to sell their music directly to fans. And that's exactly what Radiohead is doing right now, cutting out the middleman. Radiohead is an innovative band musically, and right now an innovative band in terms of commerce and selling on the internet. Let's go out and listen to Radiohead.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.